There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, these are truly firearms at the highest level.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Cue.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Coming in November. And on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, broadcasting nationwide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Righting the Right is your chance to call in and comment on constitutional, conservative, Christian, or capitalist issues. Call in now at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now here's your host, Patriot Glenn Pav.
And good morning to you. Welcome on this beautiful, sunshiny day, wherever you are. And that is, wherever you are, it is sunshine. And folks, this is the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. We are bringing our country back to the right of center. We are righting the ship that's about to sink. That is America in its socialistic ways. We are seeking to bring conservative, constitutional, Christian, and capitalist perspective to the news, as well as bringing us back by that solution as well. Well, first, a look at the book this morning. You know, the R-I-G-H-T spells... the thoughts and my heart and my encouragement to move our country back to the right of center on the political and moral spectrum. And I want to have a devotion about the first one, the R, Reformation. Now, the Protestant Reformation of the 16th century began as a movement of individuals, both laymen and clergy. Their faith and witness inspired thousands to restore sound biblical Christianity to the people of all nations, based upon the truth of the gospel according to God's holy word. There were other revivals in the 18th century as well. The gift of this godly heritage is being challenged by many factors that may not survive intact beyond this generation unless we do something about it and reform our country. Today we need a spiritual revival of the soul and a political reformation of the mind. And I, as a president of the Conservative Talk Network with Reformation, I always say, let's keep righting the right. Well, our key thought and key verse for today really speak about this Reformation. Thomas Aquinas said, God is so powerful that he can direct any evil to do to a good end. Any evil can be given to the glory, bring glory to God. Now, Satan could only bring evil for evil, but God can bring good out of evil in the process. He is an all-powerful God. Our scripture is Romans 9:17 for our weekly verse. For the scripture says to the Pharaoh, remember when he was not letting the people go, and Moses constantly went up to him and said, if you don't, there'll be a plague. And there were 10 plagues. Finally, he let him go. But this is what the scripture says to the Pharaoh. For this very purpose, I have raised you up, that is the Pharaoh, that I may show my power, that's God's power, in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. Now, the whole idea is that God's name would be praised. God's name would be declared. And our country began that way. It wasn't right away that Moses was able to be the leader of Israelites. He had 40 years, first of all. 40 years in the Pharaoh's court. As an infant, he grew up in it, and then he left because he was more loyal, in effect, to the Jewish people than he was to the Egyptians. But 40 years in the wilderness he spent. He was 80 years old. Two-thirds of his life was gone. What's two-thirds of our life? Maybe 50, the age of 50, 55, might be two-thirds of our life. And then his ministry began in the last 40 years. God's not finished with us yet. Reformation in this country still can come, and we can be the factor. We can be the factors as far as that is concerned. Will you be? We hope that you will join us in righting the right and bring reformation and revival to our country under the power of God. Now, he's going to be the one who brings it. We could be the ones who are the instruments for that to come about. Whether it's on the radio and talk show on 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Republic Broadcasting Network, or whether you're a good listener and you're a good business or laborer in our country and you're going to work and you're getting ready to go to work. We have a routine during the day. The routine is we wake up, splash some water on our face, get dressed, and then we perhaps have a bite to eat, something to drink, and we're on our way to work. Some people call it the rat race, but it's really not. It's an opportunity for you to excel, to be creative, to be an encourager to others. And I hope that this show, the Glenn Pav Show, Writing the Right, will be an encouragement to you. There's a lot of bad news out there. But the good news is always how I start every hour, and that good news is here. For I have raised you up, says the Lord, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. Would you be that kind of a minister, or that kind of a servant, that kind of a willing person to bring glory to God? You know, the Westminster Catechism begins with this first accolade. The chief end of man is to glorify God and serve him forever, or glorify God and enjoy him forever. Everything we do is to glorify God. He created us to glorify him. How about you? May this day be a glorifying day for the Lord and a glorious day for you. Well, that's a look at the book this morning on the Glenn Pav Show, Writing the Right. We've got a great lineup for you today. We're going to be having with us several guests. Will tell you more about them as the day progresses here on the show. But we're going to take a look at the book today, and a look at the book, and our guest for the second hour is author Anthony Ford. He's going to give us the state of the union for our country and the world. You won't want to miss him on the second hour today. And right now, we want to give you a Christian perspective of the news. Yes, a Christian perspective of the news. And what do I mean by that? Well, after I read some of the news headlines, I will give you my perspective. And that perspective basically is this, that it will be either one of five categories, R-I-G-H-T, my heartfelt desire for righting the right, R-I-G-H-T. Either I'll talk about reformation, I for integrity, G for godliness, H for honor, or T for truth. That's what I'm going to seek to do. That's what I seek to share with you this morning on the Glenn Pav Show, Riding the Right. Well, first of all, one of the hottest issues in the country, as you know, one of the greatest issues that is around the world that is showing an example of instability, is the Islamic State's shocking barbaric actions, prompting a call for the world to act. Hat tip to PatriotUpdate.com. It's time to stop these evil terrorists. Check it out. Shocking accounts of medieval brutality, including video of kneeling Iraqis being gunned down, a Twitter image of a young jihadist holding a severed head, and threats by ISIS to take its savagery to the White House. They all have prompted desperate calls for the international community to stop the fanatical Islamic group. That's right. The fanatical Islamic group. Now, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon this week joined Pope Francis, Egypt's top cleric, and several world leaders in condemning the terrorist group, which now calls itself the Islamic State and has carved out a caliphate or nation of strict Sharia law in northern Iraq and Syria. The comment from Moon on Tuesday was this: I am profoundly dismayed by its barbaric acts, including accounts of summary executions, boys forcibly taken from their homes to fight, girls abducted or trafficked as sex slaves. I urge the international community to do even more to provide the protection they need, and I condemn in the strongest possible terms the systematic persecution of individuals from minority populations and those who refuse the extremist ideology of IS or ISIS and associated armed groups. That is the Islamic and Syrian state. It's tragic. We're going to talk more about the Christian perspective of the news on this. I will comment on this as we come back on the Glenn Pav Show, Riding the Right, with more for you. Don't miss a word.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back to the Pav Show. It is now about 19 minutes after the hour, and we're looking forward to sharing with you some of the top news. Now, we've just told you about the Islamic State's shocking, barbaric actions that prompted calls for the world to act. And I want to comment on that, whether I comment on it from the R, Reformation, I, Integrity, G for Godliness, H for Honor, or T for Truth. I think the H is what I want to talk about here as far as their shocking barbaric actions. The ISIS group does not want to honor the life of people. They want to humiliate those. They want to put down those who are actually human beings who are just trying to live in the freedom of their country, whether it's Iraq or the Middle East or America. There is no honor. There is no respect. There is no value to human life, according to the ISIS and the Hamas groups, both in the Gaza Strip and in Iraq. My friend, if we don't have honor and respect for our human beings, then we are not the America we were meant to be. That's a look from a Christian perspective on that topic. Headline, John Kerry doesn't want you to call America exceptional. John Kerry says it always makes him a little uptight when I hear politicians say how exceptional we are, because it's kind of in your face and a lot of other people are exceptional and a lot of other places do exceptional things. Here's a cut from the Glenn Beck Show as they commented on what John Kerry had just said. Play cut one.
Well, all John Kerry said was, I get always a little uptight when I hear politicians say how exceptional we are. Not because we're not exceptional, but because it's kind of in your face and a lot of other people are exceptional. A lot of other places do exceptional things. So everybody's exceptional.
Can I tell you something? Right? Everybody is so... This is why our children are imbeciles.
Yes. If everybody's exceptional, then
nobody
we're all ordinary.
Is, yeah, nobody is exceptional. And by the way, John Kerry, you tell me how many people are currently flooding the borders of Honduras and El Salvador and Costa Rica and Mexico. You tell me how many people they're having such a problem that all those nations in south of our border are so exceptional that they're having the United Nations actually come in and say, you need to have a problem. You have a problem here. You need refugee camps. That's how exceptional they are. Excuse me. The very problem we have on the border proves you to be wrong.
Well, that's true. It really proves them to be wrong. If John Kerry thinks that nobody is more exceptional, or everybody is exceptional, everybody is a C student in the world today. Everybody, redistribution of wealth. What Kerry forgets is that the United States is exceptional and has over 238 years of history to prove it. As Daryl Chaney of The Blaze has commented, America is not exceptional because of our wealth. We are not exceptional because of our military might, nor are we exceptional for the multitude of technological advancements or inventions or products that have reshaped the world several times over. America is not exceptional for the idea that people are created equal either, for that idea has been around forever and in the heads of many men. But America is exceptional, is unique because of one thing. Do you know what it is? It's our Constitution. Should we stop calling America exceptional to make other countries happy? What is your take on that? Call me at 800-313-9443. Should we stop calling America exceptional so that we're considered friends of the countries to make other countries happy? 800-313-9443. My take on this is the Constitution is the most unique document inspired by men, as the Word of God is similarly inspired by God through holy men of God that spoke. And it was the Holy Spirit that gave them that input for the Word of God, the Bible. This country was inspired by men of courage, men of freedom, men of honor, men of integrity, men of godliness, men of truth. And all of those brought reformation to this country. So as far as my take on the exceptionalism of our country, all of those wonderful things that Daryl Chaney had mentioned that were not exceptional are all a part of the reason, of the result of the Constitution being enacted over 238 years. We need to know what it says. We need to follow it as the rule of law. And we're growingly slipping away from that. But not if we have men of integrity and women of integrity and godliness and honor and truth that are willing to fight for our country to be reformed back to it. We can. We can take it. You know, it's just like this. And it's not this simplified, but it's the idea. Have you ever realized you were going the wrong way when you were traveling somewhere? And you realized you had to make a U-turn and turn and go back a certain amount of distance? Did you decide to go to the right or to the left and try to get there that way? No, you had to make a U-turn. You had to stop and U-turn and go opposite the direction you were going. That's what we have to do in the United States of America right now, in the political and moral spectrum. We have to make a U-turn. We have to get back to the basics of our Constitution, of our moral values. And that's a look at that particular comment about John Kerry. We are exceptional, and we can do that. And you are exceptional, and you can make it happen. Headline, a second Declaration of Independence. This put out by Breitbart by David Shapiro. Hat tip to him. Here's a look at executive orders and the President Obama and all of the things that he has brought about that have unfortunately shocked us with treasonous acts and unlawful direction by our executive branch. This is a second Declaration of Independence relating to our current 2014 debacle. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to assume that their president, hostile to the principles that form the nation and determined to act with malice toward its inhabitants by suppressing their rights and enabling its enemies to prosper in their attempts to destroy it, must be confronted. A rational response for the nation is to encumber itself no more with such a president and reject the authority and the acolytes who carry out his wishes. Does that sound a little bit like the Declaration of Independence? Well, hold on, folks. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, but their gifts are varied, and it is through the voluntary efforts of the fortunate among them to care for the less fortunate, not the province of a government to intrude on the natural imbalances that arise from the human condition, that the sanctity of ethically earned property is not to be comprised by a government eager to impose its will to address such balances, that when a president or member of the government flagrantly ignores the restraints of the Constitution of the United States, they be punished with expulsion from the government. Let's continue on in this area. That when despotism in the form of such behavior arrives, it is the duty of the people to throw off such government and elect representatives who honor the foundational principles that underlie the nation's existence. It's all about we the people. And the sufferance of these United States impels action to ensure the existence of the nation. The history of the present president is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations. All have in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let the facts be submitted to a candid world. I'll share the facts when we come back on the Glenn Pfaff Show, Riding the Right.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
news busted. I'm Jody Miller. Let's get started. Political analysts say Russian President Putin is feeling the pain of new economic sanctions. For example, Crimea has just been put up for auction on eBay. A new poll shows the popularity of Obamacare has slipped to a new low. In fact, Obamacare is now even less popular than Nickelback. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee announced it raised $100 million to assist in their fight to keep money out of politics. NBC's Chuck Todd said Democrats have a pep in their step, which he hasn't seen since 2012. He then went on to say that Democrats are the bee's knees and their new immigration bill is a real humdinger. The federal government is shipping a number of illegal aliens up to Alaska. Well, that makes sense. If the economy gets any worse, the illegals can just sneak into Russia. Democratic Party activists are pushing Michelle Obama to run for the U.S. Senate. Senator Michelle Obama? Come on. She doesn't even make a good lunch lady. Hillary Clinton is refusing to disclose her net worth. Well, yeah, let me guess. Her net worth is just a little bit more than dead broke. And finally, a new book claims that Joe Biden likes to swim in the nude. And you can read all about it in the latest issue of 101 Reasons We Wish We Were Blind magazine. Thanks for watching News Lesson, everybody. I'm Jody Miller. Make sure to tell your friends about us, and we'll catch you next time.
Hello, my friend. I'm Glenn Pav of the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, heard weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can also listen live on the web at writingtheright.com, spelled R-I-G-H-T both times. That's writingtheright.com. And join me this week with my guests and co-hosts. That's the Glenn Pav Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, let's keep righting the right.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous.
Welcome back to the Glenn Pav Show. All of my courageous listeners out there from Maine to California, from Alaska to Florida, from Hawaii to New York, all over the country. We thank you for listening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is our first week of national broadcast. We appreciate any kind of comments that you make as you go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on, you know, my show, and you have an opportunity there to tell us what you think of the show as we continue on with a look at the news headlines from a Christian perspective. I was in the middle of a second Declaration of Independence that was written by David Shapiro of Breitbart, and we've got to the point of describing now the usurpations of our current administration in light of the usurpations parallel of the direct Declaration of Independence in 1776. So we started with the history of the present president is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. Number one, he has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his minions to be charged with crimes both high and low in order to present an image utterly hostile to the truth. Number two, he's endangered the nation both from enemies abroad who have sworn its destruction by refusing to condemn their governments and in many cases aiding and abetting them, and those enemies who enter the country defying its laws and intent on defying the laws once ensconced in the nation. Number three, he has invaded the sacred privacy of individuals by tolerating the use of government apparatus to spy on them without their knowledge. Number four, He's championed the rights of the living to deny the right to life to those about to join their ranks. Number five, he's created enmity among the populace, separating one group from another with the use of separatist language rather than the language of unification. Number six, he has endangered those most at risk as they serve their country by destroying the defensive tools intended for the protection of the nation. He has supported the destruction of the three use of faith that is the pillar of Western civilization. He has appropriated the power granted to other branches of government in order to further ends that cannot be legislated because there is legislative opposition to them. And he has willingly ignored the future financial demise of the nation while indulging in spending doomed to ensure the demise is a certainty. Now, these are about 10 or so usurpations of our current president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama. We have warned of our grievances, though a culpable media apparatus has denied us the right to be legitimately heard. We have tolerated the abuse of our citizens by those who reside in our nation, but do not share its founding principles. We have trusted in the process through which the nation has traditionally resolved its differences. We've watched as those who do not share American values usurp the rights of legislators to make the law by invoking a willing judiciary to circumvent such legislators. We therefore, the people of the United States of America, appealing to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do swear in the name and by authority of the good people of these United States that we are independent of said president and his minions, that we resolve not to eschew the rule of law and remove such persons from power by force, but rather to uncompromisingly and unstintingly work without hesitation to replace them now and forevermore by voting them out of power and continually voting them out of power until their values are seen for the enemy of our principles that they truly are. We have sworn our faith to our Constitution and its eternal continuance. And may the supreme judge of the world strengthen us in the battle for the soul of the nation that lies ahead. Now there's a second Declaration of Independence that I firmly believe in. How about you? Your comments, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. This is a real scam to see the executive orders that the president continues to put out. The defying of the law, the Constitution, which makes the United States of America exceptional. There is no integrity in this president. There is no truth in this president. But concerning integrity, he's lied about Obamacare. Where's your $2,500 credit? Where are the opportunities to get health care for a majority of people who have not had it, when only maybe one-fourth of the subscribers thus far are the ones who never had insurance before, and the other three-quarters are cramming for it because they've been denied it. He's lied about Obamacare. He's lied about Fast and Furious. He's lied about Benghazi. He's lied about the IRS and the NSA. It's never his fault. Where's the integrity in the office of the president? Let's get one in 2016 that will demonstrate that integrity and bring us back so that this second Declaration of Independence can come to fruition by voting in the right kind of people. 800-313-9443. And that's a look from a Christian perspective on that second Declaration of Independence. 39 minutes after the hour, as we come up to continue with a look at the news from a Christian perspective. Here's a Patriot update from PatriotUpdate.com. Kudos to David Gosch. America has never had a more anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment president than Barack Obama. Whatever this president's legacy turns out to be, besides the obvious legacy of failure, part of it will have to be his war on the Second Amendment. Obama's anti-gun rhetoric has been so strident and so frequent that law-abiding gun owners have begun to fear that they might be locked up for simply possessing firearms. This is certainly a rational fear, since all of our new gun laws proposed by President Obama and his anti-Second Amendment cronies, when taken together, would affect only law-abiding citizens. Think about it. One thing is certain. During the Obama administration, gun-toting criminals need not worry. Gun-related prosecutions have steadily declined during Obama's tenure in office. The inescapable conclusion is that when it comes to gun control, the president is clearly a hypocrite. You heard it from me. He is clearly a hypocrite when it comes to gun control. He's joined in his disloyalty by many of his anti-gun minions on the left. One would reasonably think that a president who puts so much energy into pushing for new and more restrictive gun law control laws would instruct the Justice Department to actively prosecute those who violate existing laws. But those who think this is not understood are not understanding the liberal mind. You see, liberals are not about doing. They are about posturing. Did you get that? Liberals love to perform for the camera as a way to play naive, ill-informed, misguided Americans like fiddles. They are masters at publicly wringing their hands and crying crocodile tears every time another nutcase uses a gun to act out his psychological disorders. But ask them to stop talking and do something like enforcing the myriad gun laws already on the books, and they are stunned into silence. Let's listen to them. Yeah, I don't hear him either. It's silent. If liberals were really concerned about gun violence, they would demand that the Justice Department do its job and prosecute the gun-related cases recommended to it by law enforcement agencies. Don't count on this happening soon, folks. Under the current Justice Department, a violent criminal has a better chance of winning the lottery than being prosecuted by Attorney General Holder and all the others. You see, over the last 20 years, criminal weapon prosecutions by the Justice Department hit their high water mark in 2004 under President George W. Bush, a supporter of the Second Amendment. But under President Obama, criminal weapons prosecutions have plummeted. Writing for the Washington Times of July 28, 2014, Kelly Riddle makes the following point. Quote, while President Obama decries gun violence and presses for more laws to restrict ownership, his Justice Department has prosecuted 25% fewer cases referred by the main law enforcement agency charged with reducing firearms violence across the country. Federal prosecutors brought a total of 5,082 gun violence cases in 2013, recommended by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, compared to 6,791 or 6,791 during the last year of George W. Bush's presidency. Some of President Obama's apologists like to point out that President Clinton's Justice Department prosecuted even fewer criminal weapons cases than the Holder Justice Department, but the comparison is misleading. I will continue on this topic of anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment, our President Barack Obama, as we continue to look at the news from a Christian perspective on the Glenn Pfaff Show, Righting the Right, right after this.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pav, President and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Pav Show. I've coined the phrase, righting the right, to encourage us to move our country back to the right of center on the political and moral spectrum. Each letter, R-I-G-H-T, explains our stance. The R stands for reformation, the I for integrity, the G for godliness, the H for honor, the T stands for truth. Truth can set you free, my friend. The truth is that the founders recognized God as the source of liberty and law. The truth is our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. The truth is, in the distant past, our presidents, Congress, and state and local officials have acknowledged God. The truth is, even the courts have declared that we are a Christian nation. The truth is, American schools were formed to advance the Christian faith. The truth is, foreign nations acknowledge our Christian roots and heritage. So let's live in light of this truth. The result is freedom. This is Glenn Pav of the Conservative Talk Network saying, with the truth, let's keep righting the right.
Even the Arab world grows tired of Hamas. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We'll talk about this next on Freedom's Call. Middle East experts agree that the recent violence in the Gaza Strip is different this time around. What's changed is that the Arab nations, usually quick to condemn Israel for incursions into Gaza, have remained silent. Their patience for radical Islam has become so thin that they view Hamas as a bigger evil than even Israel. One CNN commentator calls the silence unprecedented. At least 4 Arab states, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, have aligned themselves with Israel. In a recent New York Times article, Aaron David Miller, a former Middle East negotiator under several presidents, said those countries' loathing and fear of Hamas outweighs their disdain of Israel. Stand with Israel. Visit lc.org.
In Congress, in the courtroom, and in your community, Liberty Council is advancing life, liberty, and the family. Log on to lc.org.
Welcome back to the Glenn Pav Show. As the intro there is Friends. Friends is a great song, and I remember my wife singing that song to one of our pastors who was leaving, and he was moving on and retiring, and Friends are, well, there is a friend that is actually closer than a brother. And so that's why I play that song, because I want to make you my friend today, my friend, my good listening friend. And I want to hear your comments along the way as well. 813. I always say 813 because that's one of our local phone exchanges. But it's 800-313-9443 to call in on the Glenn Pav Show and your comments on any one of our headline news items as well. 800-313-9443. I'm talking about the anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment President Barack Obama. And I was right in the middle of the story when we had to take our break. But some of President Obama's apologists like to point out that President Clinton's Justice Department prosecuted even fewer criminal weapons cases than the Holder Justice Department. But the comparison is misleading. While it's true that President Clinton won no prizes when it came to prosecuting firearm violations, it must be said that he served in an era before drug gang wars in Mexico transformed the landscape of gun violence in both countries. The only realistic comparison of for President Obama is the one between what he says and what he does. So the next time, my friend, you run into a gun control liberal who's blindly mouthing the same tired old nonsense about the need for more gun control laws, ask him this question: why pass more laws when your president refuses to enforce the ones already on the books? When he cannot answer this question, keep going and ask him another. Which new gun control laws do you think criminals in nutcases are going to obey? When he cannot answer that question either, recommend that he buy a gun. If things keep going the way they are, my friend, in this country, he's going to need one. Well, the whole idea there that we want to talk about as a Christian perspective on this news item, is it right? R for reformation or I for integrity? G for godliness, H for honor, or T for truth? I think T for truth, because the hypocrisy of saying one thing and never acting upon it on Obama's part is really the case. He only picks and chooses what laws he wants to obey. And then he makes these executive orders on certain areas which will politically advance his agenda and the elections and the Democratic Party. The truth doesn't make him free. The truth does make us free. Jesus said it in John 8:32. Be sure the truth shall set you free. Now, when you put your head on the pillow at night and you've lived a day of truth and you've been consistent in your life in that respect, you go to bed with a clear conscience and you wake up the next morning with a clear conscience. You know, some people wake up in the morning and say, "Good morning, Lord." And others wake up in the morning and say, "Good Lord, morning." Oh my. Well, we all wake up though. And the whole idea is, what is our attitude? What encouraging word can we have? And that's why on the Glenn Pav Show, we'll always have at the beginning and the outset and the foundation of our show at 6 minutes after every hour, a look at the book to get a perspective, to get our feet grounded, square on the floor, as we have to when we get out of bed in the morning. Make sure our feet are securely on the floor and we're able to get up without being dizzy, even though we're still waking up. Folks, we need to wake up in America as well. We have so many different situations, not just Barack Obama, but what about Eric Holder? American Prosperity filed this report. Eric Holder says disagreeing with Obama is racist. 52 minutes after the hour right now, I know you're getting ready to go to work, get ready for school down the road, and many other sundry situations. But you need to hear this story. He's disagreeing with Obama, that he's saying anybody who disagrees with Obama is a racist. Now, it's a typical line of the liberal reasoning. You must understand that. They call us names. If our fearless leader encounters opposition from his political opponents, it's not because of his failed policies or his consistent disregard for the Constitution. No, rather, it's because the president is black. At least that's what Eric Holder thinks. And that's what they use, the race card. Now, I'm colorblind concerning that myself. While speaking with ABC News, Eric Holder said that much of the opposition he and his boss face is largely because of racial animus. That's right. That's what he said. If you disagree with the president, it isn't because you see his legislation as being problematic for the proper governance of the republic. It's actually because you're racist. It's amazing. You know, it's usually the people who call you names, they're thinking in the same direction. You know, the criminal mind will say, well, you did this for this evil motive, and you didn't do it for that evil motive whatsoever. But the criminal only can think of it from his point of view. Well, perhaps the one who's calling you racist is the very one who has racist tendencies. We made lots of progress. I sit here, says Eric Holder, as the first African-American attorney general, serving the first African-American president of the United States. And that has to show that we have made a great deal of progress. There's still more we have to travel along this road so we get to the place that is consistent with our founding ideals. I don't think he knows one founding ideal whatsoever. Eric Holder, you are not African-American. You are American. We're in a melting pot here. And I know I could be Czechoslovakian-American, and you can be British-American, and others can be African-American and Hispanic-American. Cut out that dash in between. There is no dash here in America. It's American. The melting pot. That's what made us great. That's what made us exceptional, to put a constitution together for everyone. Well, let me get back to the story before I rant it all the way out. Well, as The Hill reported, Eric Holder also stood by his controversial comments made during Obama's first year in office. Do you remember that? In which he said to the U.S. that the U.S. was a nation of cowards when it comes to race. What? I wouldn't walk away from that speech, Holder said. I think we're still a nation that is too afraid to confront racial issues, rarely engaging one another across the color line to talk about racial issues. Now, my friend, what's so humorous, or perhaps tragic, if you will, is that the president and Holder are actually the ones who are hiding behind race and using it as a weapon. By setting up the opposition as racist, they seek to malign and castigate anyone who opposes their policy. Now look at this. Let's look at some common sense here. In a world of heightened PC-ism, you know, political correctism, and with the advent of hyper-connectivity through social media, the administration is attempting to defang anyone that presents a legitimate threat to the president using nothing more than simple character attacks. Calling someone a racist is a perfect way to delegitimize political contenders. And while the accusation may not have any basis in reality, it's hard to beat the race card once it's been played, especially if you're not black. It's tragic to think that people have to be so weak in character, weak in content, that they cannot be understood by their morals and their values and their convictions. Well, thank you for joining me this first hour. Our next hour today, we're going to be having with us Anthony Ford. He's going to talk about the country, revival in the church, and the distorted truth, the national debt, and the new world order coming along in the state of the world. Anthony Ford, he is an author, and he's coming back, and he's going to join us in the second hour. So stay with us on the Glenn Pav Show. And tomorrow, we'll talk about the military and film producer Greg Robbins, When Heaven and Hell Collide, with Jim Peters' Wounded Warriors Ministry. And then on the Constitution with Keith Broder and the Constitution Club. We've got a lot in store for you today and tomorrow. You can learn much more at writingtheright.com. Until then, until the next hour, I'm Kath Brecht's co-host. God bless you. God bless America. May America bless God, and may God save the USA.
If you'd like to learn more about Writing the Right and the Glenn Pav Show, go to writingtheright.com. Join us every weekday on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to download the podcast at writingtheright.com. Until then, this is Glenn Pav, your Patriot host, saying, keep writing the right.
I'm Glenn Payne.